I'd be happy to wait here if you'd like to. Please, Marta, Sienna interjected. I'd love to see the mask. We're a little short on time.
Marta stared at the pretty young woman, perplexed. She very much disliked the new fashion of strangers calling each other by their first names.
I'm Signora Alvarez, she silently chided, and I'm doing you a favor. Okay, Sienna, Marta said curtly. The mask is right this way.
Marta wasted no more time offering Langdon and his sister informed commentary as they made their way through the winding suite of gallery rooms toward the mask. Last night, Langdon and Il Duomino had spent nearly a half hour in the narrow andito, viewing the mask. Marta, intrigued by the men's curiosity for the piece, had asked if their fascination was related somehow to the unusual series of events surrounding the mask over this past year. Langdon and Il Duomino had been coy, offering no real answer. Now, as they approached the andito, Langdon began explaining to his sister the simple process used to create a death mask. His description, Marta was pleased to hear, was perfectly accurate, unlike his bogus claim that he had not previously seen the museum's rare copy of the Divine Comedy. Shortly after death, Langdon described, the deceased is laid out and his face is coated with olive oil. Then a layer of wet plaster is caked onto the skin, covering everything, mouth, nose, eyelids, from the hairline down to the neck. Once hardened, the plaster is easily lifted off and used as a mold into which fresh plaster is poured. This plaster hardens into a perfectly detailed replica of the deceased's face. The practice was particularly widespread in commemorating eminent persons and men of genius. Dante, Shakespeare, Voltaire, Tasso, Keats, they all had death masks made.
And here we are at last, Marta announced as the trio arrived outside the andito.
She stepped aside and motioned for Langdon's sister to enter first.
The mask is in the display case against the wall on your left. We ask that you please stay outside the stanchions. Thank you.
Sienna entered the narrow corridor, walked toward the display case, and peered inside. Her eyes instantly went wide, and she glanced back at her brother with an expression of dread. Marta had seen the reaction 1,000 times. Visitors were often jolted and repulsed by their first glimpse of the mask. Dante's eerily crinkled visage, hooked nose, and closed eyes. Langdon strode in right behind Sienna, arriving beside her and looking into the display case. He immediately stepped back, his face also registering surprise. Marta groaned.
Che esagerato.
She followed them in, but when she gazed into the cabinet, she too gasped out loud.
Oh, mio Dio!
Marta Alvarez had expected to see Dante's familiar dead face staring back at her. But instead, all she saw was the red satin interior of the cabinet and the peg on which the mask normally hung. Marta covered her mouth and stared in horror at the empty display case. Her breathing accelerated and she grabbed one of the stanchions for support. Finally, she tore her eyes from the bare cabinet and wheeled in the direction of the night guards at the main entrance.
La maschera di Dante,
she shouted like a madwoman.
La maschera di Dante è sparita.